I know the whole world is full of a bunch of dumb niggas and dumb figures. The world is based upon young niggas coming up in the ghetto and streets. I'm sitting here reminiscing about the past. I won't let y'all motherfuckers know where you be. Play my nigga, get to become who the fuck he is. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. As a youngster, just another thug nigga with thug figures, motherfucking memories. As a youngster, just another thug nigga with thug figures. I remember way back to my project days. A little dirty motherfucker daydreaming about a pair of J's. Left alone in a world of crime. 5 kids, no daddy, and my big brother doing time. Now what the fuck am I supposed to do? I said give it up, give it up to the niggas with the smaller crew. I guess the thug shit is in my blood. Started smoking weed, got my first hit from my nigga cuz. Me and my bitch, we used to cut class. And me and Silk caught our first charge, grand theft and trespass. I never thought that I would make it out the ghetto. A young nigga living like the motherfucking good fellas. I wear a gun like it was part of my clothes. With the rocks in my socks, got me running from the po-po's. From the block to the motherfucking penitentiaries. I'm reminiscing about my motherfucking memories. As a youngster, just another thug nigga with thug figures. Motherfucking memories. As a youngster, just another thug nigga with thug figures.
I remember Mac, the neighborhood nigga who rapped. The little skinny motherfucker got punched and slapped. Lil' timid motherfucker never had an older brother. Alone in the streets, I learned the rules of the gutter. I was scared to die. Junior high, running from them niggas on that other side. Who was opening fire? Couldn't tell mine, I couldn't tell pops. That was the very night I became shell-shocked, paranoid. I used to steal and borrow. You gotta respect how I was wore the same outfit today and tomorrow. Hand-me-downs in my closet, roaches in my bed. I couldn't sleep too hard, cause one might crawl up in my head. I went to school for the fool, fuck a teacher. Mama gave her last $20 to the preacher. Rap wasn't paying the bills, and that's real. Now I spend murder, murder, kill, kill, nigga.
Thug nigga with thug figures, motherfucking memories. As a youngster, just another thug nigga with thug figures, motherfucking memories. As a youngster, just another thug nigga with thug figures, motherfucking memories. As a youngster, just another thug nigga with thug figures, motherfucking.
Yeah, nigga, there you have it. Motherfucker might be sitting on the top of the motherfucking world right now, but I always know what that man had done to get down. You know what I'm saying? Why I dedicate this here, to my motherfucking memories. As a youngster, motherfucker, young nigga growing up in the hood, represented cause I'm in it, nigga, no limits for life, to my motherfucking memories. Peace out.
Host Jamorian Kennard, man, and I started the show off a little different, just a little different tonight, because I got word that some niggas want me dead. Yeah, niggas want me dead. I got messages on Instagram basically telling me they gonna kill me. Of course, I type back. And then, after I said all that I needed to say, I blocked them. But not before I said what I needed to say. Okay? Now, at first I was thrown off. And as I, you know, got with the information that I needed to get from this person texting me, I kind of put it together. It seems that something that came from me, something that lived with me, something that, you know, I tried to help, something that I tried to give morals and respect to, and I keep saying something because he's something. What he once was, he is no longer. He will forever be what he is to me, but I gotta treat him different now. Cause this little nigga don't know. You know, he hears stories from other people, but I don't think he really know how far I go. He don't know what I've done. And the reason he don't know is because when I was doing it, he wasn't born. And then when he was born, I kept it from him. Ladies and gentlemen, frustrating news, upsetting news, and it's sad. But it seems that my son, one of my own sons, one of my own kin, want me dead. But you got another thing coming, G. You know, I promised you, this day ever came, that I wouldn't and I couldn't treat you as my blood. I couldn't treat you as my son. Now, nigga, I gotta see this young man as a threat. I gotta see this young man as an enemy. That hurts me. Makes me sad. But at the same time, I'm in my old mind frame right now. I'm in my own mind frame. My old mind frame, man. It's not a good place to be. This comes after George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and everybody else who been killed, man. I'm upset. And you pick this time. You know, you pick this time, man, to basically, you understand me, come for me. It's the wrong time. You know, the little nigga too dumb, or he thought I was too dumb to even piece it together and figure out who it was messaging me. He messaged me from another profile, another person picture. Man, and when I tell you this nigga went in, or tried to go in, but you know, like I told him in the text, man, real ones don't talk, just do it. What I also had to tell this young man was, just do it. And when you do it, just make sure you don't miss, man. Make sure you don't miss. You know, y'all got me messed up, man. But I can tell you what, bro. I live that life. You know, I stay out of everybody's way now. I stay in my own little lane, my own bubble. But if you think for one second, bruh, that I love your life more than I love mine, you got me messed up, man. I would give my life for you, but I also will preserve my own life if the very life I was trying to protect, preserve, and make something of came for me. You get that? Bruh, stop playing with a man, bruh. Because see, you don't know me like you think you know me. You don't know what this mind frame take me to. See, I don't even listen to music like that no more because it put me in that old mind frame. But now I'm listening to this music because I know I got to get in that mind frame. I got to take myself back to those places that I was when I was out there in the streets, man. you just a young man who think you know something, man. You think you about that life and you ain't about that life. You know, as I thought about it, I said, how did this man get a phone in a facility? He in a program right now. I didn't put him there. You know, that's neither here nor there. You talking that rah-rah talk, man. And I'm begging you, son. I'm begging you, don't come for me. I'd rather you just never talk to me, never see me again, bro. Because if you come for me, I'm telling you now, I'm going to protect myself, and I'm going to protect myself to the best of my ability, and you will no longer be seen in my eyes as my blood, as my son. Because I can't treat you that way when you coming for me threatening, talking about killing. Yeah. You don't know, man. You don't know what I'm capable of doing. You don't know what I've already done. While you running around here playing like you Tupac or NBA Youngboy, nigga, I live that. Nigga, I live that. I lived that for more than 20 years, nigga. And y'all excuse my language. I know I don't talk like this on this podcast, but this little nigga got me messed up, man. And if it wasn't him, forgive me, God. But see, I had visions, dreams of, you know, it was going to be one of my own seeds who betrayed me in life. And I will have to face that fact. And it seems that, you know, God showed me the right truth. Because now it's coming to pass. Just let me tell you something, man. As much as I try to keep it together and be positive and be there for everybody, man, I am not the one. Once I go into that mode, man, I ain't that nigga, bro. I'm sorry. I know y'all don't hear me talk like this, but I gotta document this, man. If I ever have to defend myself from this person, is documented. This is the documentation. I ain't never called the police on nobody in my life when it came to something me and them had going on. Ain't no snitching over here. This young man accused me of being the police. I call the police on him because he's my son. I don't want to kill him. And I called him because you disrespected my mom. You know that. Now we can get into what brought this on. But that's for another day. Right now, I'm issuing you the warning. This is the warning. Son, don't come for me. Stay where you at. You want to waste your life, waste your life. You don't want to talk to me ever again, don't talk to me. You know, do what you want to do. But I'm promising you, man, don't come for me, bro. That'll be a mistake, especially if you miss me. If you shoot at me and miss me, man, I won't stop. Because I'm going to take it as you won't stop. And I'm pretty sure you think it's fun and games, you know, until it happened. But see, you're getting older now. He getting older now. My son getting older now. And I don't know what kind of thoughts he have in his head. You know? But leave me alone, bro, for you don't have a head, man. Now, I'm not looking for this man. I'm not chasing this man. I'm not going to do no harm to this man unless this man come for me. We're going to make that clear right now. But there will be no harm done to me. Man say he's going to kill his mama, kill his stepdaddy, kill me, kill my other kids, kill my mom. Man, get out of here, bro. You think I'm going to let that happen? Do you really think a real one gonna let that happen? While you running around playing real, man, I've been out here, bro. And I retired. I tried to, but you bringing me back. Listen, man, I'm gonna say this too. For all of you people who I don't know, at this time, when you see me out and about, do me a favor. Just keep your distance for a while. I'll let y'all know when the situation changes, because I got to be careful. I got to watch out. You know, it could be anybody. Like I said, I'm assuming it's him because of some of the things he said in the messages. But it could be anybody, to be honest. Or he could have, you know, other people thinking and feeling a certain way about me, and they could be worried. I don't know, man. I'm from the street, though, bro. I don't trust nobody when this time comes, okay? When we warring, we beefing, or somebody after me or at my head, man, I don't trust nobody. So if I don't know y'all, man, I love y'all. I respect y'all. I appreciate you all tuning in to my show on the podcast and the radio. But for now, y'all stay away from me. Stay back. You know, you can speak. Don't get too close to me, because I'm going to be on edge for a bit, man, until I get this situation cleared, until I get this situation rectified. You know, I don't want to be approached and get the wrong idea and think, you know, it might be you. This is why I'm saying this. It's not to be rude. It's not to be arrogant. It's not for any other reason but that. My own sanity, my own safety. You know, sometimes when kids grow up, man, you know, their ideas and their feelings change and they get upset when you discipline them. And I'm okay with that. But the last thing in the world I would ever have to do is, you know, hurt my kid, or, you know, say goodbye to my kid because they came and tried to kill me. You know, this young man told me, you know, don't go downtown. I said, I'm on 105th right now. Invited him. You know, I'm not afraid of any man. I'm going to be smart. See, that's what people don't understand. I'm smart. He don't understand I'm smart. He didn't think that I would, you know, respond how I responded. At the time, he thinking he was fooling me, and I just let him talk and text and text and text until I kind of put it together. You don't live this long, and you don't have a long run in the street life without being smart. I've been to jail. I never been to prison. I never been to jail for nothing major. Traffic. everything else I did, God bless me and saw fit to let me get away with, which he didn't really let me get away with. I paid, and I paid in a big way, just differently. When a man threatens your life, you better take that serious. And I don't care who he is. Your dad, your son, your brother. When a man say he gonna kill you, you better take it serious like I'm taking this serious. That's right. My own son said he gonna kill me. Man, it's crazy. I never thought I'd be here. I never thought I'd have to even think about burying one of my own kids because they want to put me in the dirt. Not for natural causes, but because they want to assassinate me. You got me fucked up, man. You think I'm going to let that happen? Nigga tell me, oh, watch your, we gonna catch you when you least expect it. Man, I say, come on, man. I ain't got time. If I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die. But up until this point, God done moved every obstacle out my way and allowed me to see what's coming. To maneuver the right way. That's right, to maneuver the right way. And I gotta believe he gonna continue to do it, especially now. I've been to myself obedient, you know, trying to live right, you know, do the right thing, man. And now this come. Man, I hope his mama talked to him. She don't even know about this yet. I ain't even reach out. Not saying that she gonna take care of it, because, you know, she can't do nothing. That's why she sent him to me. Be honest, she part of the reason he like this, though. You know, you ain't let me do what I needed to do with him before he got to this point. And it'll be a sad day if she have to bury this kid because he came for me. I'm telling you, I don't want to do nothing to this boy. But I'll be damned if I let any one of you humans on this earth do something to me and I not defend myself. I love my life. I'm not done doing what God sent me here to do yet. Understand me? Therefore, I'm not ready to leave yet. Therefore, whoever comes at me in that manner, they got a problem on their hand. You hear me? And I don't care who it is. Like I said, man, I stay out of your way. I let you do what you do. You know, you was with me. Yeah, you was doing better. Yeah, I sent him to a mental hospital. He needed to go. Now, if you hating me for these things, and it's to the point where you want to kill me, then, man, bring it on, bro. But just know, once you do, I can't treat you as my blood no more. I can't see you as my son. I see you as the enemy now. Not saying that I'm coming for you, but, man, I'm asking you not to come for me, bro. Because, boy, you don't know the old me. You don't know the me that I speak of. You don't know the old me that our family tells you about. You don't know the old me that was out here in these streets head first. You don't know the old me and the old things that I've done. I did so much dirt that I had to change. I started to scare myself. You know? And you don't understand that because you ain't never lived that life, man. You've been under your mama all this time. You know? You've been under your mama, bro, and she's been protecting you even as I navigate you through life and give you wisdom and advice. But one thing about it, you know, you can't trust a two-faced person, period. And you know, he a two-faced kid. When I say kid, he ain't no young kid. This is why I'm taking it serious. He not a 9 or 10 year old. This boy is about to be a grown man. This is why I'm taking this serious. Chief, I'm asking you, son. I'm begging you. I ain't never asked you or begged you for nothing, bruh, in your life. Don't come for my head. If you come for my head, bruh, that's a wrap. Some of y'all ain't gonna like this. Some of y'all gonna feel I'm wrong. But like I said, this is my document. I'm letting y'all know what's really going on. Well, I need y'all to distance yourself from me when you see me and you don't know me. You know, I'm out. People seen some of my music videos and some of the film and just been around me doing performances or working, you know, in the nightclub industry, and they feel friendly with me, but right now is not the time to approach me. I'm unapproachable right now. I got people talking about they gonna kill me, yo. So imagine you in this world, big world, and you don't know where it's coming from. So I gotta keep my eyes open. I gotta have the two in the back of my head, the one third eye in the middle, and my two eyes open at all times, which means I need y'all to stay away from me for a little bit. Closest y'all could get to me right now, if you don't know me, is through this podcast or radio show. Just for a little bit. This is nothing against y'all, I promise. You know, if he coming, if you coming, son, come on. Get it over with. Better come like the mafia, though, boy. You better come like the mafia. You better come for me how they came for Scarface. I don't want to do none of this. I don't even want to think about it. But when somebody tell you they're going to kill you, that's all that's in your mind. And see, when my mind get to going backwards and thinking like I'm thinking now and playing these old songs that used to have me in that street mode, I'm not right. I may need to go get some medicine, man, to level me out. You know, and I don't even take medicine, but I might need to, man. But then if I do that, I'm not going to be all the way on point like I need to be to see the ambush coming. Yeah, I caught police on my kid. He was doing too much. What would you have me do? Kill him? We got into it. I roughed him up. He roughed my mama up. Yeah. And called the police. I called the police. That's what I did. That's my son. I never called the police on a street, nigga. I never called the police on a person I had a problem with. Bring it. Run it. Tell you the same way I'm telling him. Run it. Even though I'm not that person, man, I never started nothing. Just like I never started this. These kids out of control right now, man. These kids out of their mind. I got a nephew out of his mind right now. He think I don't know, but I know. I'm not the one, man. I gotta sit here and think about a scenario where I could save this kid's life, or this young man's life, should I say, because he's not a kid no more. You talking about killing people, and you thinking you know, you want to be out on your own, you're not a kid no more, so I'm not going to treat you like a kid. This nigga know I got artillery. And you still say that. And I can only say or assume that he's saying these things because he know I love him. He don't believe that I will take it there if he come for me. When I say come for me, I'm talking about come for me with a gun, with bullets, with attacks. My attack and his attack is different. And he don't know that. When I got beef, I don't sleep. I got a son, his brother. He don't care. You coming? And then you say you coming to the house? One, I'll see you coming. He knows that. He knows I have cameras all around the house. If you dumb enough to try that, see, this is what y'all gotta understand. When you don't tell people what you're gonna do. You don't tell people you're gonna kill them. Because it's probably not gonna work out in your favor. Especially if they're a real one that done lived this life before. Like myself, who really been in the situations. My little brother, my baby brother, you know what I mean? Went to prison. Caught 10, did 7. We built different, man. We not born from this new generation. And I understand y'all niggas be on all this stuff. I don't know whether he doped up or not. You know, what would make you text me that? After you been out of the house for months, went back, you know, doing your program. I was thinking everything was good. You're proud of you. You know, you're getting help. Man, you still with the rah-rah. And you don't know what the rah-rah is. You see, you don't know. You don't know, bruh. I can't blame you for not knowing. You ain't supposed to know because You weren't raised like that. You weren't raised like that. You have a mom, a dad, and you got a stepdaddy with your mom. So you weren't raised like that. But see, you think what you done seen there is what you are, and you not that, bro. I feel no man. I ain't going on my knees for no man, especially not a man that I created through Jesus. I created him through God. God gave me that. I feel like God right now. Not that I feel like a God, like I'm all powerful and praise me, respect me, but when he say he gave his only son, man, can you imagine what I'm thinking and feeling when I know in my mind at some point and sometime I might have to physically take my son out for coming at me, trying to take me out? It's just crazy to even think about that. These kids, man, they lost right now, man. And no matter how much knowledge and encouragement and strength you try to put into these kids, you know, it's a new time. Social media, friends, watching these videos on Instagram, these rappers got these kids messed up, man. They are programmed. But nigga, y'all is not ready for the program I'm gonna bring. You know what you gonna do, but you never know what the next man gonna do. And I know for a fact, you have no idea. This kid has no idea what I'm gonna do if he come at me trying to kill me. It's gonna be a stand your ground law. In effect. One thing about it, I ain't never ran from a dude. And I ain't gonna run from it, especially a kid of mine, something that I created or helped create through Jesus Christ. So yeah, I feel like God. I don't know how he did it, you know. I don't know how he found the strength to give his son. I don't want to give my son. I don't want to hurt my son. I don't want to do anything to my son. But when you come for my life, it's what must be done. And see, with any other person who would tell me they're going to kill me, I probably wouldn't even be given a warning. I probably wouldn't even have the conversation. I probably would just do it because I can't sit around and wait for you to catch me slipping. See, that's how dumb these kids are. Instead of doing something, they talking. They telling you they playing. They think you dumb. You don't know. You can't figure stuff out. Man, listen, bro. I've been your age. You ain't never been mine. And if you keep playing like you playing, bruh, he'll never be my age. I'm not even that old. I had my kids early. I'm happy to say that. I'm proud of it. I can still do things with them, man. I blame some of this stuff on their mamas, man. Because they ain't let me instill everything I want to do, instill in them. So they got a lot of their mama ways as well as my ways. But see, I changed my life. So I'm the perfect guy. Not the perfect guy, but I'm probably one of the closest things to a perfect guy for them at this time in their life. See, I did all my stuff early. I left my mama house at 16, man. Ain't been back. These niggas ain't never been out on their own. Everything they wanted. They ask for something, they get it. Now, since they got grown and got big, I give them what they need and what they want, but I also make them hustle for it. You got to go to work with me. Here, come to work with me. I give you money that way. It ain't for free, man. I'm trying to teach y'all lessons. And all y'all can do is think that a man against y'all, y'all crazy? I'm not with it, man. So I'm begging you, man, if you hear this, see, it was on my Instagram, and I know that you've been paying attention to what's going on. I know you've been paying attention to what's going on because you messaged me, Dice Montana. Nigga, I just changed my name to Dice Montana a little while ago. And you telling me things that only my kids know. That's how I know it was him. That's what made me think it was him. If it wasn't him, it was one of my other kids. And guess what? If it's one of my other kids, the same thing apply to them. If you come for me, I love my life more than your life. because you're trying to take my life. Now, I would give my life for any one of my kids. But if you put in your life versus my life, as you gonna take me out, you got another thing coming. That go for anybody, man. That go for any one of y'all. So I'm telling y'all, if y'all don't really want to find out who I was, how far I'm willing to go, and my mind back then, leave me alone. Y'all feel it's too much. Y'all don't want to do right when y'all got the golden road. You know, love y'all. Everybody know when I'm with them, they everywhere. They getting money. You know, what else can I do for you? But when it's time to chastise you, you get so pissed off and you get so mad that you want to kill me. And then you tell me you want to kill me. I done looked death in his eyes before. And through the power of Jesus Christ and Father God, I survived every time. Sometimes I ain't even have to have the battle. I ain't even have to fight the war because God moved them out of the way for me. You know, it's the wrong time to even get me in the mind frame, man, of the old me, because all this killing going on, all this rioting going on, the presidential election going on, it's just everything going on, man. I've been out here fighting for our people, protests, marches, rallies, all kind of things, man. The music I've been making, it's all for our people, and here we go again. It might have to be a black-on-black crime. Another case where they gonna say, dang, that's a shame. This boy killed his father, or his father killed him, not knowing that it ain't have to be that way. You know, that's sad. You giving them everything they need to kill you in the future, bro, and you don't even see it. You know, you don't have enough gumption and sense to not even tell somebody you going to kill them if you come in to kill them. I told you that before. You going to do something, do it by yourself. Don't talk about it. If you have to hurt somebody or do something to somebody, don't talk about it. Now, I'm talking about it because I have no intentions on going to find this boy, this young man, even though I know I can, at the blink of an eye. Just that quick. That's how quick I could find him. And he know that because when old Takira, my daughter mom, took him to Georgia, I found him so quick. See, these are the things that, you know, they mad at me about. But I'm going to tell you this. I don't care who coming. I don't care which one of y'all come. It's just going to be me and Almighty God. I ain't even calling nobody, man. Because I keep her with me. Just know that. And I told you that in the message. I keep her with me. So do what you're going to do. Stop talking. I don't have time to talk, man. I'm too focused on what I got to do to be talking with people saying this and that, and they going to do this and do that to me. Man, you know how many people thought that? You know how many people hated me at a time? You know, mostly women. But I ain't running, man. I'm not going to live my life in fear. I'm not paranoid. I'm not afraid. I'm just saying, if you think it's going down how you think it's going down, you got another thing coming. You already done showed your hand. I ain't show you mine. You know why? Because it ain't no agenda. I don't want to see you hurt. I don't want to see you dead. And especially, I don't want to have to be the one to do it. But I'm telling you now, I'm not letting nobody take my life from me. if I got anything to do with it. It could happen, which is why I said, if you come for me, come heavy and don't miss. You said you was coming to kill me. You said, you know, you was going, what you was going to do. I got the messages. It's not him, so I can't prove it. It's from another made up account with no followers, no pictures. Hey, bro, listen, stop playing with me, dog. You doing whole shit. This what little ghetto girls do. Play these games like that with their boyfriends and stuff. Man, I ain't your boyfriend, nigga. Out of here with that. I love you, nigga. I ain't in love with you. Don't be acting like we lovers or something, bruh. I told you this to your face before. You got too many female traits in you, man. And I ain't saying he gay. He like women, but you got female traits in you, bruh. And you talking about coming to me, killing me, assassinating me and family members and your mama and your brother and your other brothers and sisters, man. You got life messed up, bruh. You touch any one of them, man, it's a wrap. You come for me and my head and my life, it's a wrap. Take this as the warning. Like I said, man, if you feel like you need to stay away from me, not talk to me, whatever you feel like it is, you know, you don't want me in your life no more, then you roll on, bro. Become the man whoever you gonna be. I done gave you necessary tools. I done showed you how to get money. I done showed you how to hustle. When you left me, you had a pocket full of money, bro. I took you to the first studio. I got you hundreds and thousands of followers from your music, streams, becoming a star. And you throwing all that away. And it's the crazy part. You did some dirty stuff. He did some dirty stuff, y'all. And I ain't even get a chance to chastise him, but he felt it was coming. This time for disrespecting my father. And guess what? It wouldn't even been that bad, bro. But you chose this. And then, you know, you was with the other girl, mama, Tanasia, my daughter. And because I said she kidnapped my son and took him to Georgia. Didn't tell me, didn't tell his mama, that's not your son. She took my son, who was not even her son, out of the state. You damn right I called the police. You now taking a minor out of the state and away from his parents. Neither one of us approved that. His grandma ain't approve it. None of us. So that's why he told me, I'm the police. Yeah, I called the police, bro, because a woman older than me, older than your father, took you out of the state as if you were a grown adult and able to make that choice when you are already wanted by other niggas in the streets. They want to kill you, which is the reason you had to come with me full time. Yeah. I ain't gonna keep going on and on about this, man. I'm gonna say this, son. I love you. I hope you get yourself together. Hope you get your mind right. And I'm gonna give you some advice. Stop playing with real niggas, man. You living in that fantasy world. You living on that Instagram. You living on that Snapchat and Twitter and all that, bro. While real niggas out here, real men, we been living out here in this world, bro, getting it and done things in this life that you can't even imagine or know of. so you won't have to do that and have a better life. You ain't have to sell no drugs. You ain't never have to rob nobody. You ain't never have to do none of that. And you haven't done it, so stop acting like you did it. Man, capping all on Instagram. Oh, I just got out of jail. You ain't been in jail, bruh. Toy guns. Some of they real guns. Bruh, that'll get you killed. That's what I'm telling you. You're a crash dummy out here right now. And you ain't even smart enough to know that. You ain't even smart enough to see that or understand the wrath that can come behind you pretending, bruh, and be something you not. Something that I put away. Something that I don't even want no more, man. I don't want that life no more. A very few people got rich in jail, you hear me? Ain't nobody got rich in the grave except people who was already rich and had things in place before they died. You are none of those. Everybody who ever tried you, you ran to me to protect you. Scared. Scared of a Chico. You ran all the way in the club. Scared of the neighbor, which we found out later was my cousin. Scared of him. You've been scared a long time, bro. Because you're not really about that. You're not really built like that. You're not from that time. You in this Tekashi 6ix9ine era. I'm from the era where niggas was dying left and right because they was really living how they said they was living. Bro, pay attention. If you don't listen to nothing else I'm telling you in life, bro, listen to this. Leave me alone because I got other kids. A family to take care of, bro. If you don't want the help, go on about your life. Don't come trying to kill me because I'm telling you, bro, I'm protected. Not only am I protected, I'm connected. And I ain't with it, bro. I love my life more than I love your life when it comes to you trying to kill me and take my life. That makes sense to any of you parents. I would hate to see another Marvin Gaye situation. Daddy got to kill the son because he all looped up and, you know, doped up and out of his mind. And he came for his father and his father had to take him down. I don't want that. But I'm telling you, bro, before I let a man or woman or anybody on this earth take my life, it's not going to be easy. I'm going to retaliate and bust back. What am I supposed to do when you shoot? Tuck my tail, run. Nigga, I'll run for some cover so I can get in a position to pop your back if you get out first. But nah, man. I wouldn't even be able to sleep if that happened because let's say you tried to attack me and I let that go, I go high. Man, are you crazy? Nigga, do you know for the rest of my life, nigga, I have to think about, are you coming back? Is he going to double back? And then you really going to try to double back because you're going to feel I'm a coward. So listen, man, stand your ground law. Listen, if it ever happened, judge, I hope you hear this. Officers, I hope you hear this. I'm using the stand your ground law. I'm a black man, so just like you let the stand your ground law fly for the white people, for the George Zimmerman, let it work for the black man for a change. Because I'm not going looking for nobody. All I'm saying is I protect my life, and I have that right. I have a right to protect my life because the police won't do nothing until a crime is being committed. Even if you know the crime gonna be committed. So it's my job to protect my life. I may go to jail. but I'll still be alive. I'll have a chance. If I let you kill me, son, I won't have a chance. I'll be gone. But my work here on earth, unfinished. So all I'm asking you, man, leave me alone, man. I love you and hope you get yourself together. But don't come for me, bro. I'm a big dog out here.